Lesson 159. Patriotism, nationalism, distinction, patriot, defense, nationalist, diminish. Patriotism and nationalism often appear similar in meaning, but perhaps we could make a distinction by saying that patriotism is more the love of one's country, whilst nationalism is often the hatred of another country. A patriot will die in the defence of his country, whereas a nationalist will die in attacking another country. How perhaps might we define the difference between patriotism and nationalism?
We might perhaps define the difference between patriotism and nationalism by saying that patriotism is more the love of one's own country, whilst nationalism is often the hatred of another country.
Do you agree with such a definition? Do you think there's more patriotism than nationalism in your country or in the world generally? Do you think nationalism is increasing or diminishing in the world these days? Glory. What do soldiers mean by death or glory?
By death or glory, soldiers mean that they will either die in battle or will win the battle, but will never accept defeat.
Permanent, temporary, pick of fruit. What's the difference between a permanent job and a temporary one? And give me an example of each.
The difference between a permanent job and a temporary one is that a permanent job is one that can last for years, like that of an office clerk, whilst a temporary job is just for a short period of time, like fruit picking during harvest time.
Permit. How old must a person be before he's legally permitted to drive a car, buy cigarettes or drink alcohol in this country? Do you think that's reasonable? What's the difference in pronunciation between permit used as a verb and permit used as a noun?
The difference in pronunciation between permit used as a verb and permit used as a noun is that, as a verb, the stress is on the second syllable, whilst as a noun, it's on the first.
Reduce. What do you think's the best way to reduce one's weight? Scenery. What kind of scenery do you prefer?
The kind of scenery which I prefer is mountain scenery.
Admission. Gallery. Do you think that admission to museums, art galleries, etc. ought to be free and that the government should pay to maintain such places? Barber, pole, surgical. What was the old sign for a barber's shop?
The old sign for a barber's shop was a red and white striped pole which was hung outside the barber's shop.
What did the colour red represent and why?
The colour red represented blood, because in the old days the barber, apart from cutting hair, also used to perform small surgical operations.
Elastic. What do we use elastic bands for?
We use elastic bands for wrapping round things like banknotes, etc., in order to keep them together.
Encourage. How can we encourage people to study?
We can encourage people to study by offering them a reward, or by explaining that the more we know, the easier life can become.
Grace, graceful. Which do you think's the most graceful animal in its movements? What do we mean by the grace of God?
By the grace of God, we mean that God will favour us and give us what we wish.
Liberty, statue, torch. Where's the Statue of Liberty?
The Statue of Liberty is at the entrance of New York Harbour.
Describe it.
It's a huge statue of a woman representing freedom, which was given to America by France. In one hand, Liberty holds a lighted torch.
Tempt, donkey, carrot. What's the classic way of tempting a donkey to move?
The classic way of tempting a donkey to move is by tying a carrot onto the end of a piece of string, then tying the other end of the string onto the end of a stick, and hanging the carrot just in front of the donkey's nose so that he is tempted to move forward to take it. As the stick's tied to the donkey's own back, the carrot will move forward with the donkey, and so the donkey has to move forward again and again, and, of course, he never reaches the carrot.
Firmness, rudeness, whip.